Blog Talk Radio.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com.
And good evening, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to the VOCR tonight, and for the next few weeks, we present a brief 30-minute show as we test our bells and whistles in preparation for the upcoming season. The regular weekly two-hour open phone line show, we'll be able to get some stuff off our chests at that time. It'll be a weekly forage into news and views. My name is Colin Knight, and this is the VOCR.
My name is Colin Knight, a.k.a. Guru Nostra.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets. VOCR 2012 Radio is on the air.
Looking to contact the show?
VOCR2012@gmail.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The pontificator of political persuasion, your host, Colin Knight.
That still cracks me up, the pontificator. Okay. Well, we have to say this, and then we can get on to what we're going to chat about. But the following information presented is the opinion of the host, and not necessarily the opinion of VOCR or its affiliates. All opinions and ideology remain the property of the host, the guest, or the presenter. So as we go to air tonight, we got so much to chat about and so little time to do it. 28 minutes on the clock. So last season, we discussed a number of issues which were bubbling on the world stage. You can listen to the shows, of course, on the archives, either Blog Talk Radio or the VOCR 2012 blog. And last season, we warned of the mess our politicians were getting us into around the world. And we discussed the possibilities of the illegitimacy of Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Serrato, et al. Those issues continue to bubble, and they do continue to fester, and dark worldwide issues manifest themselves daily. The world continues to spiral out of control, and as in a major peril, like a ship without a captain or a canoe without a paddle. Almost apt that it's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of this Titanic today. Life as we know it must change, if only because the Chosen One promised it when he campaigned in 2008. But what kind of change? Socialist? Dictatorship? Communism? Fascism? You know, Germany didn't intend to become Hitler's kingdom. It didn't happen overnight. 30 years of planning by various factions plotting against the Kaiser of the day. They were waiting and watching. They were bending the minds of people until the Hitler movement and Mein Kampf became policy. And actually, it was with voter approval. Germany didn't intend to be a nation of Jew killers or a super race of blue-eyed blonde citizens. Their ancestry, although bloody, was orderly. The quality of life prior to the turn of the 19th century was comfortable. Their industrial and agricultural base, as well as their beer and their food, was envied throughout Europe. So what happened? Well, after a number of financially feeble governments controlled by a Kaiser, a king, the assassination of the Kaiser and the inevitable collapse of a society made the pickings ripe for nefarious forces to promise change. Change from those who knew better than the citizens. Those who knew better or claimed to know better and had experienced the death and destruction as well as the effect on German society from the Prussian Wars, they gained their power. The will of the people was actually ended by the people. Voters, citizens, actually gave up their right to have an educated say in their future. So when you look at Germany post and pre-Hitler, nations can be corrupted. And well-intentioned voters can cause some very, very strange outcomes.
My name is Colin Knight, a.k.a. Guru Nostra.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockies. VOCR 2012 Radio is on the air.
Looking to contact the show?
VOCR2012@gmail.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The Pontificator of Political Persuasion, your host, Colin Knight.
Pontificator of Political Persuasion. I don't know about that. As we dive headfirst into the U.S. elections while watching the Canadian provincial elections, of course, watching those pretty closely, April the 23rd here in Alberta will be a defining moment with elections of an opposition party or a re-election of a 41-year-old simultaneous conservative government. November 2012 will be the defining moment for the United States and its citizens. 2012 shall be the year of the Constitution, or we hope so, the rule of law. But I fear it could also be the beginning of a race riot type of movement. The return of the Black Panthers and the Weather Underground. Now, the Bertha movement and other factions who have shown what appears to be clear evidence that President Obama seems to knowingly be ineligible under the U.S. Constitution. Now, evidence has been presented to the judicial body proving that tampering of claims submitted official birth records and forensic validation of forgery being perpetrated by those who pull the strings of Barack Hussein Obama, and that the U.S. Constitution demands that the President of the United States must be a natural-born citizen. So if proof does exist, why is it not being presented? Why present poor forgeries? And where are the Obama-certified records? And what is going on? Now, I agree with many that mainstream media have placed a total blackout on the storyline, and it appears as though politicians don't have much stomach for the fight either. Much of the information presented was discovered by the Clinton administration when Hillary opposed Obama. Maybe Hillary is about to take back the White House. Clinton versus Romney. Now there is a scrap I'd like to see. It is interesting why mainstream media have ignored the evidence presented by factions opposing Obama, while appearing to protect an alleged usurper. Mainstream media have ignored the obvious proof and refused to allow the truth or a version of it to be told to the voting masses. As we get closer to the election and into our fall full two-hour schedules, we will delve into the abyss a little deeper and provide further proof or not of the Bertha claims prior to November 2012. But over the last few months, the VOCR has been inundated, I guess would be the best way of saying it, with a consistent flow of information, with volumes of historical evidence and data that does lead internet news investigators in dubious directions. From reading and watching the information, which is publicly circulated, I cannot imagine why mainstream media doesn't investigate. I wonder where the Woodward and Bernsteins are of this world. What happened to the 60 Minutes ambush interviews to get to the truth in the story. So why do I bring this up tonight? Well, it kind of sets the stage from last season to this season. Public knowledge, voter education, truth speak, I tell two friends, etc., etc. VOCR is a discussion contributor and only accepts donations from benefactors from non-registered parties. And remember, we do broadcast from the Canadian Rockets. The VOCR is not affiliated with any registered political group, and the VOCR is not financed by conservative funds. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. We'll be right back.
My name is Colin Knight, a.k.a. Guru Nostra.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets. VOCR 2012 Radio is on the air.
Looking to contact the show?
VOCR2012@gmail.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The pontificator of political persuasion, your host, Colin Knight.
And as I watch down in the virtual studio, and we have a couple of our regulars down there hammering out their information regarding the usurper, or the alleged usurper, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Serreto, et al. And there is a compounding amount of evidence that's starting to come out. Now, will it make mainstream media? We're not sure. We're just going to have to keep hammering away, and hopefully people start to realize and start to do their own investigation. We're not here to give you the all-out and be-all of a story. We're here to give you the information enough that you would follow up your interest, and it may be something that you're interested in, and you follow it up yourself. Do your own investigation, and we'll just give you the route map on where you need to go. And I have to say that after tolerating the Canadian political silliness like a Monty Python skit, I turned to our American cousins to the south for some legitimate political discussions, debate with some fire yet mutual respect for the issues. I ended up in some dreadful discussions with person or persons unknown regarding the failures of our elected politicians, North and South. The abysmal foreign policy and failure of the Obama administration to project a position of strength around the world. Many poor directions and missed opportunities to correct the damage done by an amateur administration. An amateur administration who cannot fight the political machine. Freedom of speech is a powerful tool, but it is also a dangerous opportunity from enemies from within. Now, freedom of speech has allowed many factions to do harm to the Western world's interests and continues to lead us one step closer to that self-annihilation line. That doomsday clock is ticking closer to midnight. A few days ago, North Korea attempted to launch an ICBM-style rocket, three-stage rocket, under the guise of launching a satellite communication system. The rocket lasted less than 2 minutes, but apparently 40 seconds longer than Kim Dong's son, or whatever his name is. Apparently, his father's pawn collection wasn't the only thing he inherited. So, Kim's rocket is launching, all is go, and suddenly a failure of the final stage. Would that be astro impotence? An inexplainable event caused the rocket to fail and drop into the South China Sea. Was it a malfunction? Was it sabotage? Or was it a successful interception by Western powers, UN classified satellite technology. Technology that was put in place well before Obama and without his clearance to know. Maybe Reagan's defense shield does actually work. The Obama administration's ability to project strength and deterrence around the world has eroded. No longer do old enemies fear the retribution of the U.S. or threats and actions which directly affect friendly, peaceful nations. In the Middle East, this issue is playing out with Iran and its smoke and mirror tactics, stalling the West with on-again, off-again tactics which our government continue to fall for, time and time again. Out of the Middle East discussions this weekend, we get the information from Turkey that they are making encouraging progress. Now, the scuttle is the words encouraging progress are the actual buzzwords of the day. What that means is they have made decisions that they will meet again. That is indeed encouraging progress. So there is now going to be two meetings while we permit Iran to continue what they are doing in the smoke and mirror system that they do. Fall after time, after time, after time. We continue to follow the same continuous story. Iran will drag out the proceedings as long as they think they can bleed it dry. And when there's nothing else to gain on their part, they will break off the discussions. And due to that, you know and I know that all of a sudden, Iran will re-escalate its arms race. And then Korea will get all excited, or Venezuela will get all excited, but somebody will take their turn to take the heat off. And it will keep the West bouncing around the world, trying to be the police, trying to be the ones keeping law and order. And at the cost of revenue that the countries and nations cannot afford, it's only a matter
looking
of time.
Looking to contact the show?
VOCR2012@gmail.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Now, hear me well when I say that Iran has or are close to having the capability of a nuclear weapon and a delivery service. Not as sophisticated as weapons of the West, but equally destructive and effective in creating massive destructions on Earth. Now, Iran knows Israel are coiled like a cobra, ready to strike, with whatever is required to end Iran's abilities to threaten the region further. World condemnation of Iran's nuclear ambitions have started to impact Iran's ability to operate in the world market. They are buying time by returning to the nuclear disarmament table. Now, the scuttle is, in the intel circles, that the factions within Iran, supported by the West, are also beginning to affect Iranians' religious government capabilities, their capability to effectively govern the Islamic nation. Factions trained in the West to disrupt and damage Iran's ruling religious parties. Unfortunately, much of what goes on inside Iran continues to be classified. We do know these actions are perpetrated by CIA operatives, and not at the direction of the Obama administration, but under executive directives originating from the Clinton and the Bush administrations, with absolutely no input or direction from the Obama administration. Now, word is that Obama does not have a high enough clearance for certain CIA operations. Interesting. We have trouble, people, right here in River City. The problems we bear experiencing today were manifested many years ago. And since the Great Depression and the New Way, governments have manipulated economies to favor their borrowing power and bargaining power. Economies are treated no different than a sword in a trained swordsman's hand. Governments in the past have used their power of trade and liability trust as means of leverage and methods of political directed control. Some countries capitulated fully, while others defy and are coerced or forced to obey the national will. The United States and Canada are being thrust together as a bastion of civilian safety. People from around the world are heading to North America as their best possible chance of avoiding forced actions. Last week, I ventured into audio chat on Pal Talk. I know. You have no idea how much email I get on why do I bother. But it's a little thing of mine. You have no idea how many people ask me why. None. It's incredible the amount of people that said, why do you do this to yourself? The hate mail I get when a guru mentions Pal Talk chat on the VOCR blog. Anyway, the other night, I stepped into the middle of this cat fight. Now, they were male cats, but definitely a cat fight. It seems this discussion had been going on for days, with two factions ranting at each other whether Zimmerman was guilty or innocent, or whether there was a cover-up, or whether it was racial-based, all of this. And apparently this had been going on and on and on. For no other reason than the two people that were arguing were on opposite sides. I listened as someone actually suggested that the Prez should keep his head down. Now, although I do not believe there has been a criminal act committed by using that statement, and do not subscribe to criminal conspiracy regarding Obama's identity and reasoning behind the issue, I do believe that Obama should man up and step up and provide proof as requested by the citizens whom he serves. Or possibly stepping down as Nixon did and taking his lickings with the Congress and the law. If Obama is found to be, as some claim, a usurper, then remove him from office and prosecute him and anyone else who attempted to circumvent the law and the United States Constitution. However, I must put the caveat that I do not advocate in any way physical harm on Obama or any of his family. I do believe in democracy and the power of the legitimate laws of the land. We are a civilized society. Pretty concerned regarding the truce in Syria. I find that kind of interesting. They use the word in the media, the Syrian truce. Well, forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad shelled the battered Syrian city of Homs on Saturday, killing one person. Now, this is the first such shelling since the ceasefire began a couple of days ago. And here we have the United Nations Security Council is tentatively scheduled to vote on a Western Arab draft resolution authorizing an advanced UN team to monitor the fragile ceasefire, which aims to end 13 months of bloodshed during the uprising against Assad. I smell a rat. It's still unclear if Russia, one of Assad's allies, can be persuaded to support the draft. We'll see. Let's see. UN votes to send Syria monitors to shaky ground. You know, it's a dangerous place to be. It could go either way. It could get really nasty. And Pakistan, of course, demands an end to CIA drone strikes. Yeah. Like that's going to happen. I mean, come on, Pakistan, give your head a shake. If you didn't have the billions of dollars that have been spent on the fight against terrorism, you know, remember where Osama bin Laden was found, right? You know, that's how much you spent on terrorism. But billions of dollars were given to you by the Western powers to fight terrorism. And you demand an end to CIA drone strikes? How dare you, sir? And pay attention, America. Democrats and Republicans in Congress each will launch heated political debates next week. They'll be on tax bills that will never pass, but they nevertheless could be the most illuminating, consequential showdowns all year. The tussle will start on Monday over the so-called Buffett rule in the Democratic-led Senate. Now, this is a $47 billion tax hike on 1 million plus earners. That bill will likely fail the next day. Then, over in the GOP-controlled House, will be a $46 billion business tax cut plan. And together, the two bills offer Americans one of the clearest contrasts in the two-party political platforms and ideologies likely to be seen before the November election. It's getting dirty out there, and there's a lot of money at stake. And everybody has their own idea of how to get out of the quagmire. And unfortunately, until any nation and any set of people pull together, nothing will happen. We can talk until we're blue in the face on issues around this world and this planet. We can disagree, we can argue, and we can debate about all of the questions and the problems at hand. But the truth will set you free. And in giving that, we hope to present the truth to you, bring you those storylines that give you the opportunity to go out there, do your own investigation, and come up with your own thought of mind. Because only you can.
My name is Colin Knight, a.k.a. Guru Nostra.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockies. VOCR 2012 Radio is on the air.
Looking to contact the show?
VOCR2012@gmail.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The Pontificator of Political Persuasion, your host, Colin Knight.
Now, Representative Peter King, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, told Associated Press after he was briefed on the investigations on Saturday that close to all of the 11 agents involved in this little scandal regarding Secret Service being caught with literally with their knickers down. But close to all 11 of the agents involved had brought women back to their rooms at a hotel separate from where Obama is now staying. The New York Republican has said that the women were presumed to be prostitutes. But investigators were interviewing the agents. And the lawmaker also offered new details about the controversy. King said he was told that anyone visiting the hotel overnight was required to leave identification at the front desk and leave the hotel by 7 a.m. When a woman failed to do so, it raised questions among hotel staff and police who investigated. They found a woman with an agent in the hotel room, and a dispute arose over whether the agent should have paid her. King said he was told that the agent did eventually pay the woman. Isn't capitalism wonderful? 10 seconds remaining, ladies and gentlemen. That's the quick 30 minutes for this week. We'll be back next week, and we'll get you something freshing and new.